Chala per gimel mishnah vav. Gershin is gayer vahisaloi isa. Nasis ashalun is gayer potter. So if a ger before his conversion had dough, and then he converted, so he's potter. Why? Because by the time it was dough, he was not Jewish. Ubmishin is gayer chayiv. However, he had flour before, but he only made it into dough after he was misgayer. So then he's chayiv. Vim safek chayiv. But if he's a safek of when this dough was it made while he was a guy or while he was a Jew? So he's chayiv. And the Mishnah Rishon explains that this chiv is only chiv midrabanan because there's a chazaka from the beginning that he was initially a non-Jew. So the chazaka should tell us that we should be mekel midiraisa and assume that it was made while he was a non-Jew. So therefore, the Mishnah Rishon says that this chiv is only chiv midrabanan. But what is he chayiv to do? So the Rav says he's chayiv to sell it to a kohen, because it's a suffic iser, and we go luchumra. So the case is, again, where he doesn't know if he did it while he was a Jew, or he needed it while he was not a Jew. So we're machmer. How are we machmer? Here, the Rav says we sell it to a kohen. So why is it different by demai? And this, the Tiferes Yisrael asks, Taisis Yontif, Reb Kiveger, why is it different by demai, that by demai, it's mashma? Mepharshim explained that we don't sell it to a kohen. In the beginning of demai, most of the Mepharshim learn that we give it to a kohen. So one answer that's given by the Taisis Yontif and Tiferes Yisrael, that over there's a cheskas chiv by the Am Haaretz. There was a chazaka that it was for sure chayv in Maisus, Chumas. We don't know if it was taken off. So there, we're machmer, we actually give it to the kohen, we don't sell it to him. Over here, the chazaka is that it's potter, because in the beginning he was not a Jew. So therefore, it's good enough just to sell it to him. And Reb Kiveger brings the Mishlo Melech, it says that the reason that by demai we're machmer, and we don't just say when you're mesupik of an Am Haaretz took off Maisus, that we don't say to sell it to a kohen and take the money, we actually have to give it, is because they had to be a little bit more machmer by demai, because people would just say, most Am Haaretzim take off Maisus, therefore I can probably just assume that it's fine. So we were a little more machmer, and we had to actually give it to the kohen. We had to be more machmer, and treat it mamish like truma. So that's if you didn't eat it, obviously. So you're mechuyev to sell it. And the Mishnah tells us that if you would eat it, b'shoigeg, you would not be chayv in chomish. If this Jew, let's say, this ger, eats it now, he's not chayv to pay chomish. But the Rav is medayik, but he does pay the keren. He pays what it's worth. He just doesn't pay the chomish. Why does he pay the keren? So the Rav says something interesting. He says, because paying back truma is a kapara. Anyway, Mishnah continues. Rabbi Kiva Omer ha-koil ho'lech acher ha-krima b'tanur. So according to Rabbi Kiva, saying that the Gemar Malacha by Challah is not by Lisha, but rather when the dough starts to harden a little bit on the outside in the oven, that's when you become Chayiv and Challah. So therefore the Rav says, if he was Miskayer beforehand, he's Chayiv and Challah. It's Mashman the Rav. Rabbi Kiva is Choylik on all the previous Mishnayos as far as that it's a time of Lisha, but he would hold that it's Krimas Batanur. But he would hold that it's a time that the crust is formed in the oven. That's what it's mashma according to the Rav. Some of Farshim learn that it's dafka by the ger, he says this din, but by everything else, he goes by Lisha. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Kiva.